Hey guys, episode number 13 now. And 13 is unlucky for some and lucky for some. For us, it's both. It's both unlucky and lucky because here we are. We're still alive. Week number one, I had a bet with a mate that Michael wouldn't live till episode 13. I lost. Had to give up $50 and here he is. Heart still ticking. Nearly got him on the weekend, though.
I went hard with fucking Sham.
Nearly bloody got him.
And JJ. Even Jackson came down and had a night with us.
Yep.
We got bent. Can't help it. I can't fucking help myself, yep. Can I?
No, that's the definition of addiction. So.
Well, it's like, I guess I'm drinking again today, but.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess it is the definition of addiction. We had a good time, though. Highlight of all the boys that we partied with, Oscar. He's a soccer player. He plays for Gold Coast Knights. He had the best story of the fucking night. He came back about 12 o'clock on Sunday and he apparently went back to some girl's house who I guess he'd been sleeping with in the past. Woke her up. The door was unlocked. So he just walked into her house. The roommate, her new roommate after 3 weeks went off at him because he couldn't fucking stand straight and he was obviously bent. Then he goes into the room. Wakes her up and then pisses in the corner of her room, all over the wall.
And then he stole her wallet, and left.
No. That didn't happen. But he didn't apologize, and she had sex with him in the morning.
Oh wow, yeah.
So fucking that's insane, Oscar. You are a funny, funny man, and I like you. And we made out.
Michael and Oscar kiss a lot.
Yeah, it's weird. He's the most anti-gay dude ever, but he was coming up to me. Bent as all hell saying, let's kiss. So I kissed him.
One thing led to another.
Well, yeah, then he went home and pissed on a wall.
Which is the thing that led to. We got verified on Facebook. We have a blue tick next to our name and that's all that matters. That's all that matters in life. And the last platform to catch is Instagram and we will get there.
Yeah, we got TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. All we need is Instagram.
You mark my words.
What's the point of the blue tick?
The blue tick helps you show up higher in searches. It stops your page from getting demonetized so easily. It stops your page from being unpublished so easily. There are many benefits of the blue tick, but most of all, the blue tick delivers a status. You comment on a video, you see the blue tick, you know it's someone important. And that is what we are. We are impotent. We're impotent people.
Well, I've never heard impotent before. Does that mean important?
No, I think I was trying to say important, but it came out as impotent, and impotent means unable to have bear children.
Really? Oh, you're impotent. Fuck, we probably are.
Soul.
Today, a year ago. No, not a year ago. A long, 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 a lot of years ago. In 1759 today, first music store was opened in America, Philadelphia.
1759, the first music store.
I didn't even know that there was fucking music back then. I thought they just banged drums or something.
That is what they did.
Chanted shit.
I don't know how you sell that, though. Also, famous birthdays. Stevie Wonder turns 69.
Who's Stevie Wonder?
He's that guy who does that. He's a supercar driver, V8s. He's a Holden supercar driver.
He sounds important.
Robert Pattinson from Twilight, rumored to be the new Batman.
Bad idea.
He turns 33 today. He's not that much older than us.
Fuck.
But that's
We're way more relevant.
No, probably not. But we're up there. We got a blue tick, so does he. We're in the blue tick club.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, Dennis Rodman, famous NBA player, also broke his dick 3 times, and he turns 58 today. He's broke his dick 3 times, snapped in half.
Don't know him, don't care about that one.
Usually, I don't know how. Once you break it once, it's easy. It's more prone to being broken.
Snap it in half? I've heard of the banjo.
Snap it in half.
No, there's a banjo skin that can snap during sex.
Yeah, that. But I think you can literally snap your dick in half. You can. Yeah, you can.
And what happens when it's snapped? It stays bent the whole time.
Yeah, it just heals. It's like a torn muscle. It'll heal, but it won't heal if it's not aligned perfectly.
Oh, so you have to, a broken nose, fucking get it back the other way.
I think so.
The doctor and then they fix it for you.
I assume so. Matt Brown, our producer, works at Wholesome, has said that there's a great YouTube video on it.
He's even got a Wholesome shirt on.
Wearing a Wholesome shirt.
Yeah, well, you can break your dick. So
you can
be careful.
Snap in half.
Kids, when you fuck. Actually, kids aren't fucking.
Oh.
Adults, when you fuck, make sure you don't break your dick.
Yeah, and just be careful when, if you're on top, just be careful. That's all. That's all about that.
Yeah.
Just be careful. All right.
Yeah, that's shit talk this week. That's pretty good.
It's the best.
Yeah, that was, yeah, some of the our best work.
We have a brand new segment this week, and it's titled... You bitch! And basically, like, we just answer questions like from fans.
Holy shit. Oh, so it's... Oh, okay. So it's not a new segment. It's just, oh, renamed again. Fucking hell. Matt loves his renaming.
So confusing. All right, confusing. Bosley, yeah. Our dog, is confused at that noise that I just made.
He's woofing now.
Yeah, he's barking a bit. He thinks that there's someone coming up the driveway because of that noise that I made.
Really? He can't realize that that was you.
Oh, he barked again. Oof. Or maybe there is someone coming out the driveway and he heard just
the police. The police are, they're usually here.
They're urinating on our lawn. The police are urinating on our lawn.
Oh, another highlight from, sorry, just the weekend. Austin, a different guy, jumped on a cop car while it was moving on the bonnet and then jumped back off and didn't get arrested. They kept driving. Fun fact. All right, Q&A time. Here we go. First question is from i.am.adnankhan.
What? Adnan Khan? Adnan Khan.
Adnan Khan.
I am Adnan Khan. A-D-N-A-N-K-H-A-N.
Good on him for this question. Now, he's asked, one thing you'll never do again or have regret in doing?
Like, I think he means like in terms of videos?
Yeah. Or maybe in life. I don't know. One thing I regret in life is not being the best earlier on.
Yeah, I hate that it took me a while to realize that I was the best.
Because what, it was like a year ago or something, shit just sort of happened.
No, it was about 25 that I was like, fuck, hang on, I'm a bit too good to be doing what I'm doing. And then we started making videos. That's 5 years ago now. So yeah, it took too long. Like, I was 25 when I figured my shit out. So if there's anyone in their early 20s who's listening, don't worry. I was a tennis coach. He was nothing.
No, I was a tennis coach as well.
Yeah, a nothing tennis coach. Yeah, we were both level just one. Pieces I was of shit. Level one.
Yeah.
So, God, don't fucking worry about it. And, you know, now we're 30. Both of us are now 30. Yeah, like, we're the best now. So, it took 5 years, but it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. So, don't worry when you're younger. Just don't.
But.
Yeah, I regret not knowing that I was the best earlier. Like, 18 after school, I should have known. And then I wouldn't have wasted 7 years not doing what I wanted to do. Yeah, I went and had a bit of traveling and had some fun overseas, but I still had to fucking slave away tennis coaching.
What about videos? Is there any video that we would never do again?
Oh, yeah. I reckon MMA. I would never fight a professional MMA fighter again.
I would probably not do the human pinata video ever again. That was
The pain in the back.
That was horrific.
Yeah, yeah. Or we wouldn't ever kick a soccer ball super glued with thumbtacks. Because you don't want to...
Maybe less thumbtacks. Less thumbtacks. But yeah, that was also
actually,
quite
Actually,
we dumb.
Would do that again, I reckon.
Yep, 100% we would. We'll do it with Jaden's soccer team.
Yeah, yeah. That's a new... Yeah,
we won't get monetized.
Yeah, because Facebook...
we'll put it on Pornhub so people can wank off to the blood.
Because we're masochists deep down and we get off when we do this shit.
And then we get on. Next question.
Next question is from... Dan_Kerrison13. Kerrison is spelled K-E-R-R-I-S-O-N. Would you ride a goat or a cow? I know what you're going to say.
Well.
Oh, I guess maybe you want something different.
No. The cow has had a long lasting effect on me. So I would definitely ride a cow. And I'd ride it naked. And I'd be strangling it as we rode together. Until it, you know, lack of oxygen to its brain. It passed out onto the ground, and then I'd flip it over on its back and lift its hind legs up, splay them out to the sides, and I'd start thrusting. I'd enter the cow, and I would continue to pump away until I ejaculated into the fucking cow.
Yeah, that's how you lost your V's like a few months ago.
Yeah, and then after that, you know, if the cow came to or if a cow came to after, I'd beat it to death. I'd punch the thing until it stopped breathing. Anyway.
That's what the cops came. Yeah. These are all in previous stories from previous podcasts. Check them out. Fuck, Marty, yeah, he loves cows. I love cows not sexually, just because I think they're so cute. They're like big dogs with big eyes, massive heads. I just want to like graze. I just want to have a farm one day, which I will, a barn, and I'll sleep in the barn and I'll have like 20 cows around me and I'll just feel them up, not sexually, but just have them spoon me and
just hold
me.
A fucking homeless man who suffers bestiality is what that story just sounds like. He's going to live in a barn surrounded by cows. So you can sleep on hay with cows around you, and you're going to toss off on the cows occasionally?
Well, I guess, yeah, if I'm going to have a bat, but like maybe I can chew the cows out to have a bat now and then.
You won't do that. You're too lazy to do that. Yeah, you will have a wank.
I have had bats with Bosley in the room, and so have you.
Bosley has seen me wank more times than my own sister.
Yeah, and she...
And that's over 10.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, so I love cows more. Marty obviously loves cows more too. Mine is non-sexual. Marty's more sexual. Look, goats are pretty cute, though. I like how they faint.
I like, yeah, those goats that freeze up. Those are entertaining goats. It'd be good, cool to have a couple of those goats around, and then just every now and then scream as loud as you can. Ah! Then see them seize up.
Yeah, yeah, that would be different.
Yeah, that would be nice.
The next question is from Maitland Hanley. Now, this guy's a pretty good dude.
Oh, he's great. He's actually, we know this dude. Like, we know him.
And that's a big deal for him, more so than us, but he's a good dude.
It's good for him that he knows us.
Yeah, because again, we're the best.
The best.
Now he's asked, why do I want to make out with you both at the same time?
Well, I think it's because, you know, on a superficial level, we're both very attractive guys. Like, and even just normal straight guys. You look at us for long enough, And you get a bit curious.
Oscar, right? On the weekend was making out with me, and he was straight like a week ago.
You can't really help it. Like we're very naturally really good looking dudes, and if you look at our videos for long enough, there's gonna be some sort of sexual attachment. Guy, girl, dog, cat,
kid,
cow,
priest, same
any
shit.
Type of person, species, or thing, you're gonna be naturally drawn to us, And that's what's happened. That's what's happened here. He's just clearly watched a few of our videos, and that's what's happened. He wants to have sex with us. So that urge you're feeling, don't push it away. Don't try and like suppress it. Let it come to the surface. Let it bubble to the surface of your feelings, and then express it like you have. And now you'll feel a bit better. Now you know why. Because we're the best, and because we're very good looking people.
Next question is from Lachlan McDonald, and he has asked, are you real scientists?
Good question, Lockie. And the answer to your question is, if you're a mathematician, how do you know you're a mathematician? Because you're good at solving problems.
And that's like number problems. Do. Yeah, yeah.
Solve problems. We solve science problems. There's a confusing question that someone wants to know the answer to. We take that confusing question.
Create a hypothesis.
We turn it into a video, and then we come up with a conclusion, and we figure out the answer to the confusing questions that people don't know the answer to. So yes, we are scientists. Do we do things by the textbook? Yes. Yep, we do. It's a textbook that we wrote, but we do things by the textbook. Next question.
Okay. Now, next question is from Andrew Gaumont. How would you say that? Gaumont.
Andrew Gaumont.
Okay. Gaumont has asked, why aren't you posting the podcast on YouTube anymore? He's also said, I wish I could watch the rest of them, because when you post the short vid on your story, it makes me want to watch your faces and funny reactions. And that comes back to the first question, why are we so good looking? People are sick of hearing just our voices. They want to see our faces as well.
And there's a high demand for that. And so we've come to a compromise with that high demand. We are right now, today, we started that YouTube channel. We are currently uploading all of our podcasts onto a YouTube channel called Marty and Michael Fully Actual. That's what the YouTube channel will be called, and all of our podcasts will be on that YouTube channel. And not just that, there will be the story and the prank call cut out separately from the whole podcast and uploaded individually. So if you're not after a 40-minute,
you want a short hit of us, but a good hit.
You want a quick injection of Marty and Michael. Watch the story or watch the podcast. They're like 5 minutes long each.
And then you get to hear...
I mean, not the podcast, the prank call.
Yeah, the podcast or the prank call. Short little hits of Marty and Michael. Very important.
Inject it straight to your heart. And it's coming. By the time this podcast reaches your fucking ear holes, the YouTube channel will be completely set up.
So go check it out. Subscribe. And then leave a comment and say, hey,
we'll know you came there from here.
Yeah, just hey.
Hey. And H-A-Y, not H-E-Y. Go to our YouTube channel and comment H-A-Y. Hey. And then we'll know that you got there from this moment.
And that's important.
That's very important.
We are important. Now, next question is from Emily with 3 Y's, Dawn with 2 N's. Now, she has asked, if you could be any celebrity in the world, who would it be?
Well, if I could be any celebrity in the world, I would be Marty.
And I'd be Michael. Because we are fucking
A-grade, top-of-the-chain international celebrities.
Stars.
So if
not even celebrities, we're stars.
Superstars.
Super scientist stars.
We're combining intellectualness with just legend.
Yeah. Very, very important.
I would not want to be anyone else in my life other than me. And that's because I'm the best. Why would I want to be not the best?
And I back that up with saying exact same words. Oh,
squeezing tits. Squeezing tits.
Yeah. Squeezing lemons, I think he means to say. But yeah, we can get away with tits.
I don't know what that meant. But...
Oh, I might shit here. Okay, last question is from... Byron.Joseph with double H at the end.
Oh, I just chat.
How many times have you shit the bed? Oh, my God. Yeah, if you listen deeply, you would have heard a fart. Dude, too many. Like, to be honest, recently shat the bed with a girl I much like at this point in time.
Michael's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, okay. I shat the bed next to my new girlfriend. But she didn't know. She didn't find out.
Did she know this?
Seriously? Yeah, I told her, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was with her the other day, and I was in a room after your 30th, actually, on the Sunday, and then I farted, and then, boom, went straight. It didn't get to the undies. It just got to the ass cheeks.
Michael's diet is so fucked.
No, I've been eating way healthier.
Whenever he eats, whenever he farts, there's a risk that the fart could be a shit. He can't tell the difference. I've never seen someone shit themselves more often than Michael.
Like once every 2 weeks to a month on average. Yeah, like I have shat the bed though. I don't know how many times. It was a couple of weeks ago or months ago when I shat. It was a couple of weeks ago I shat the bed, but I have probably shat the bed a lot.
I don't think I've... I can't remember the last time I shat. I don't think I've ever shat the bed until I was, you know... an infant. I've never shat the bed until I was... So, over 25 years ago. And Michael has pissed the bed. What do you reckon?
300 to 400, 500 times.
Yep, I'd say 500
times. High awkward situations sometimes.
There's a lot of urine on every mattress in this house.
Yeah.
The couch is here. Michael's pissed every single pillow and every single cushion. There's piss on it. He's pissed on me. He's pissed on... girls that he's had sex with, one night stands. He's just pissed on everything that he... When he goes to sleep, he pisses.
Jackson just moved out down the road and he wanted to take his bed, which he left in my room. Stupid, stupid idea. I pissed it twice, I think. And now there's piss stains all over his old bed. He got a new bed and then I just got my new bed sent today. All right. And I think that is all the questions.
That's the end of the question, so which leads us to our next segment, which has been renamed. it's a long... There's numbers. All right, let me just clear my throat.
Do you have to say the numbers individually?
Look, I'll try and read it. I'm just going to try and read this thing that he's written. And
it's coding. It's like fucking from a computer.
There's some of the letters are in capitals with exclamation marks next to them, so I know what to emphasize and what not to. Anyway, so the next segment is called touching the 17. There's a shit in the floor. You 9, 9, 9, 9, 6, 10. Fuck it in the bar. Fuck it in the bar. You can't. And of course, this segment
violent towards the end
is where we just tell an old story of ours, an old crazy story, like we do every week. And no need for a segment name change, but here we are
again. All right. Now so this one's from, I reckon, 10 years ago. This is, well, probably 20, 21, 22. So like 10, 8 years ago.
I reckon we were about 18.
Fucking even. No, this is before Europe. Yeah. This is over 10 years ago. So we're 18, 19. Yeah.
And this story is about, it's about love. It's about bringing community together. It's about parenting.
Taking risks.
It's about parenting. It's about knowing when to love and knowing when not to love. And it's a story about the time Michael and I got a lift from a drug dealer who had a gun in his glove box.
Had a car accident.
And we had a huge car accident as a result.
And he was, and we'll explain in the story exactly why.
Okay.
All right. So we set the setting.
All right. We were with one of our friends, Ellen O'Rourke.
Such a good chick.
We were just out of high school. We were at a big house party. Everyone was hammer drunk. And then we said to Ellen, oh, let's go out. Let's go out into the city. And then Ellen's like, okay.
Ellen was 17. She had to get in like with a fake ID.
Yeah. So
we were 18.
We were kids, yeah. And then Ellen's like, oh, I know this guy. He can drive us in. And we're like, okay, cool. We didn't really think much of it. Okay, so we get into a car. And this guy, he's real quiet and docile at the start. He doesn't really say anything. He's like, oh, hey, guys. Yeah, you're nice to meet you. Yep. We get in the car. We get in the back. And we start driving. And then, a few minutes into the drive, we start talking to the driver. And we're like, oh, hey, man, how's your night going? And then he reveals to us, quiet, docile guy driving. He turns to us and says, I've had an entire bottle of rum.
Bundaberg rum, which is, it's going
to. And it's like that sentence just released him. Because after he said that, he turned back to the front window and put his foot down and started fucking speeding hard. So this guy, I still had my seatbelt on at this stage. So he starts speeding hard, right? He's driving down, I forget which road, somewhere in Brisbane. It's like 2 a.m. And then he turns on his police radio. He has a police radio stuck to his dash.
He's a drug dealer.
So that he knows where not to go, right? And he says, we're not going out. We're going back to my place. Because I got some stuff I got to do. So he starts flying down all these side streets. We don't know what's going on. Turns his police radio on. We can hear the police talking to each other. Amazing. Incredible. And then he's like, do you guys want to see something cool? Opens his glove box. Shows us a gun.
A handgun.
Shows us a real handgun. And he's holding it like this. We're going 100 k's an hour on a road that does 60. Showing it to us. And then he puts it back in his glove box. Closes the glove box. That is when I undo my seatbelt.
Is that when you did it?
Yes.
And then I cackled.
I undid my seatbelt because after he showed me the gun, I was like, this guy seems trustworthy.
Yeah, he seems safe because he can protect us.
Yeah, exactly. I felt protected.
Yeah. But like, yeah, he's taking a risk with the driving and the drinking, but like...
A lot of drinking.
Like a whole bottle of rum. A whole bottle. It's like, but still, if you've got a gun that backs you up with that shit.
Yeah.
Like if there was any fucking, lunatics about... He could have shot them dead.
Or if you're about to have a head-on with a tree, just shoot the tree down quickly before you hit the tree.
Well, yeah, he forgot to do that. Who's like, yeah, a couple minutes later.
Yeah, so he's put his gun back in the glove box, which is why I think we had an accident. Because if he had it in his hand, he could have just shot the tree down, but he forgot. He put it back in the glove box. He was swerving, and bang, we smash into a fucking tree.
So he basically took a turn way too fast. We spun out and just went into this tree. The back tire. Yeah. The back tire on my side got fucked.
Yeah. So it wasn't a head on, but like he took a corner too hard, spun out and slammed into a tree. And we're just like
pissing ourselves.
Like, it was half nervous laughter. It was half like, oh shit, what's going on? And then he just puts his car back in drive and goom, goom, goom. We're like bunny hopping to his house. His tires are all fucked. And he's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Because he had, whatever in the car. if you have a gun in the car, you don't want to get the cops called on you, I guess. And then we finally come to a stop at his house. He's like, get in, get in, get in. His car looks all fucked. All fucked.
Yeah, it was so broken.
And then we go inside the house and he's like, wait here. I'm going to go do something. And the room he got had us waiting in
had just rolls of cash. Just rolls of 50s. Just
and weren't we jokingly putting them in our pockets?
Yeah. But then we're like, no, put it back because he's got a gun.
Yeah. So we were jokingly. I remember taking a roll up and putting it in my pocket.
And Ellen's like, no, don't do that. And we're like giggling to ourselves.
So I put the roll back and then grab another roll and put it in my pocket. All the while this guy's just left the room. He could come back at any moment.
Oh, we could have stole that money, though.
I regret it. We could have stole that money really easily. Yeah. Anyway, so this guy come and like we're scared to leave at this stage because we're scared that if we leave and he came back while we were leaving, he'd be like, "What are you doing? Are you telling on me? I'm going to shoot you in the back now."
No, in the face.
Face and back.
Yeah, both at the same time somehow. Curved bullets.
So we're like, "Fuck, we have to stay and talk to this guy because we're too scared to leave." And then he came back and we had I can't even remember the conversation exactly. He was real fucking twisted fucked. And then we just sort of entertained him, his conversation for a while. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, we got to go. We got to go, mate." And then he's like, "Oh yeah, whatever." And then we left while he was there. Ellen, did we leave Ellen there?
No, she came. She got, we walked to the city from there. It took us like 45 minutes.
Yeah, so we walked to the city from that
house. And she was underage at the time, but we still got her in. Somehow.
And so that is the story of how we ended up in a drug dealer's car after a night out. Well, not even a night out, a house party.
Yeah, house party. And he had a whole bottle of rum and he had a gun.
And he crashed.
And rum and gun rhyme.
And crash doesn't rhyme with any of those, but it's a good element of the story.
Yeah. So kids, when you, I guess, in conclusion, to like help people learn, because we're scientists, so we did this experiment, which we do. We do these experiments for you. Get in the car.
And never look back. Next segment, which has been renamed, of course. This week, it's a... Okay. All right, sweet. He's written it in Spanish. New segment name in Spanish. We must have fans in Spain or something. Anyway, he's renamed it. And apparently that translates as news of the week in Spanish. All right. So, yeah, we're just going to basically read news headlines and then comment on them because our opinions matter.
Yeah.
The first story is from the Daily Mail and they have said, "One idiot always has to ruin it for everyone. Vandals torch Big Brother house just hours after Urban Explorer revealed it had been left to rot after the reality TV show's demise."
Is this Australia? So how do they... There's cameras. There's got to be cameras there.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have them running all the time while it's not on.
No, but like security cameras. You can see who the fuck got in and did it.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Big Brother was how we were going to become famous originally.
Originally.
But, you know, Big Brother was cancelled. So we're like, oh fuck, we better just become really, really good at making videos on Facebook. So
and
we
science.
Did that.
Science
so,
stuff.
But yeah, the Big Brother house at the Gold Coast was burnt partially or entirely. That's crazy shit. If you're a vandal and you do that, all right.
Yeah, that's, wow. That's a big deal. You could brag to your other vandal mates about that. And that would be high quality vandalism.
I wonder if anyone... Big Brother Mansion was on fire after it was toured by urban explorers. Australia's abandoned Big Brother house has gone up in flames just hours after an urban explorer revealed the mansion had turned into a wasteland. What would they leave it as a wasteland?
Fuck, it could have been a good video we could have done.
Like, why not... Like, if you're working... If it's part of Dreamworld, leave it open for tourists.
Well, they did for ages. I've been to, like, old houses and then, yeah, I guess they just got over it. Maybe they wanted to detach their name from it after they killed a family.
That's shocking.
Dreamworld killed a family.
Oh, whatever. Shit happens. Get over it, but leave the Big Brother house open.
Yeah, true.
That's far more important. The derelict home tucked away on the grounds of the Gold Coast Dreamworld Amusement Park caught fire just after 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's during the day. Someone's just tortured it during the day. Clearly, you don't... What the fuck? Who burns a house during the day? Footage shared online showed black... smoke billowing from the property, which was left to rot after the reality television show was abandoned 5 years ago. The Queensland Fire Service hosed down claims the fire was deliberately lit, saying the blaze was under control before 3 p.m. and was not treated. Oh my God, the Daily Mail has done it again. why the fuck would the headline be "One Idiot Always Has to Ruin It for Everyone" when it turns out that the fireman who treated the fire reckon it's not even suspicious? So it's just a fucking house fire, all right? It sucks it's a Big Brother house, but one idiot has nothing to do with the Daily Mail.
Wow, your company's going down.
God, that's annoying. Fuck you, Daily Mail. Yeah. I hate you. Anyway, next fucking story. Oh, no, that's Pornhub.
Okay.
That's the end of the stories. Give me a fucking beer, cunt.
Now, this one's next segment, which has been renamed for some reason. We never know these reasons. Marty's going to tell you what it's been renamed to.
It's called Big on Effort, Toilet for Content, Tire for Content, Toilet Ping Pong, to Eshon, Eshon, Kokafe, Tanama, Shim Fun, Tire. Mentire, Poor Content, 15 hours straight. And this is basically where we just do a prank call.
I love that.
Okay, so yeah, it's just basically a prank call. And for this week's prank call, we're going to be playing porn loudly whilst I order food. Pardon? Hey, mate, can I just place a pickup order, please? Can I get do you guys have vegetarian pieces, right? Yeah, can I get just a vegetarian pizza with a thin crust?
So, the New Yorker have it on vegetarian, and it doesn't come on thin crust.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
So, the small one, I can't give you the New Yorker one, but I have a vegetarian pizza.
Sorry, I'm just having trouble hearing you.
Okay, so the New Yorker, it's not a vegetarian pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, it comes with ham and cheese, Hawaiian. And
okay, great. Yeah, let's get that one.
So, vegetarian on thin crust?
Yep, perfect.
Can I get a name for the order?
Yeah, Marty, M-A-R-T-Y.
A-R-T-Y. So, that will be ready about 15 minutes.
No, I've got another couple of pizzas, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. So, what other pizzas would
like? Do you guys have, is there like a chili pizza you guys have? A chili pizza? There's like a fire breather or some shit?
No. So the spicy vegetable that you ordered has already chili flakes on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, what?
Fire breather, we have peri peri chicken and also has like some chili, peri peri, so some chili flakes.
One sec. I'm just going to quickly ask my roommate what she wants. Okay. Give me one second. Okay, yep. All right. Can I also get just chicken pizza? Yeah, we'll go with a peri peri chicken.
Okay.
And what are there, like some sort of value pizzas you guys have? Sorry, I'm just having trouble. I'm just having trouble hearing. Excuse me. Sorry, can you move away from me, please, Victoria? Okay, yeah, sorry, what were you saying then?
Okay, so, the spicy vegetable that you ordered on the thin crust is the value pizza. We have pepperoni, value pizza, different onion, cheesy garlic.
Alright, sweet, yeah, let's get that one.
Which one of them?
Just the last one that you said.
Cheesy garlic or different onion?
What?
Cheesy garlic or different onion?
Cheesy garlic.
Yeah,
and is there any like side specials that you guys have with three pizza orders? Sides specials that you guys have?
We have two sides by $7.95.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's do that. Can I just get a side of do you guys have Pepsi or Coke?
Yeah, we have Pepsi.
Yeah, can I just get a 1.25 Pepsi and maybe just some like. Hang on one sec. Victoria, can you just move away? Can you just move away? I'm trying to order pizza.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, mate. So just the 1.25 litre and just say garlic bread, please.
Oh, my Oh my god.
And also.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. Hang on one second. Oh my god. I'm gonna have to call you back, mate. It's getting out of control in this house. It's getting out of control in this house. I can't even see in front of me. There's women everywhere. I don't know where I am. Am I Hugh Hefner? I must be.
God. Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
What the hell? If that's going on loud as fuck, we got a boom box for it, and he's not saying anything? Are you deaf?
It must be just people that happens to them, and that just sort of shit that just fucking happens to Domino's workers.
And that just proves that we are
the best. The best.
Nah, just one this week. Just one, because we know it.
Nah, I fuck think it. So.
We're the best. 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 Best.